So let's review. In previous daf, the Gemara said that Rabbi Huda holds ein brera, which means that we cannot make something contingent upon events that have not yet taken place. The Gemara suggests the following case as the source for Rabbi Huda's opinion. Halakech yayin bein hakutim, erev Shabbos im chashecha. Rabbi Meir teaches that someone who purchased a barrel of wine from a kuti right before Shabbos and does not have the opportunity to separate trumas and maisers may verbally separate the relevant amounts of truma and maiser before Shabbos, with the intent of physically separating the actual amounts after Shabbos. The shoyse miyad, divrei Rabbi Meir, and they may drink from the wine on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Eisrin, one cannot rely on this method, and he may not drink from the wine. Apparently, Rabbi Meir holds yesh brera, the wine physically separated after Shabbos is retroactively considered to be the same wine he verbally separated before Shabbos, and whatever wine he drank over Shabbos was chulin. The other Tanoim, one of which is Rabbi Yehuda, hold ein brera. He cannot retroactively determine that this is the same wine that he verbally separated yesterday. Therefore, the entire barrel is a mixture of trumas and maisers and chulin, and on Shabbos he might be drinking from the trumas and maisers. However, the Gemara says that this is inconclusive, because perhaps Rabbi Yehuda and the other Tanoim agree that yesh brera. And indeed, if he actually separates trumas and maisers after Shabbos, his drinking the wine on Shabbos was mutter. However, the reason they forbid drinking the wine is because they are concerned shem yiboka hanoid v'nimtzer shayse tvel m'mafreya. The barrel might shatter with all the wine spilling, and then retroactively the wine that he drank yesterday was really tevel. And so the Gemara suggests another source from where we see that Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that ein brera. If someone wanted to make a ruvet chumen in order to go and hear a shir from a chacham who is delivering a shir beyond the tchum Shabbos, and he's not sure if the chacham is coming to the east or west of his town, Tani Aye, Rabbi Huda Omer, ein adam masna al shnei dvarim ke'echad, ela im ba chacham lemizruch, eruvet lemizruch, lemayrv, eruvet lemayrv, av lekan lekan loy. Aye says that Rabbi Huda holds that one cannot make an eruv al tanai, which means he will put an eruv on each side and say that it should take effect later retroactively at whichever side the Chacham arrives, because he holds ein brera. However, he can do this if kvar ba Chacham. If the Chacham already arrived on one side at the time he makes the Eruv, because it takes effect now at whichever side the Chacham is now, and there is no need for brera. All that's needed is a gilu milsa ba'alma. He needs to find out where the Chacham was at the time the Eruv went into effect Friday night. We have now established that the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that there were no shayfaris for kinei chayva is because if one of the owners would die, it would become a chata shenesu ba'alah, and we cannot take out the amount of money in the value of one chatas because ein brera. However, mixing up the money is of no concern because we could label them. If so, why don't we have two kanim stands for the dam hapar and dam asar and just label them? The Gemara answers, shem chulshu the koyin god olava daite. Even if we would label the flasks, the kohen in his exhaustion would not notice the label. As even without a label, the flask of the par contains a greater quantity of blood and is also darker than that of the sar. However, we still do not allow him to put the flask on a separate shelf, as the concentration of the kohen is compromised because of exhaustion and he might easily make a mistake and switch the flasks. The Gemara teaches further that the subsequent to the hazayis which took place in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Kohen Gadol performs the same sprinkling in the Heichal toward the Pareches, as the Pasuk states, V'chein yase l'oil moyed, k'shem shemazel lefnai lefnim, kach mazel b'Heichal, ma lefnai lefnim, achs l'mal v'shev l'mato, midam ha'par midam asar, kach mazel b'Heichal. He first sprinkles achas l'mala, v'shev l'mato toward the Pareches from the dam ha'par, and then from the dam asar. Our daf concludes with the following drush on the conclusion of this Pasuk. Hashoichin itam b'seich tumasa, on which the Gemara teaches afila b'shas shehin tameim shchinimon. Even if chas v'shal b'nei Yisrael are tamei or estranged from Hashem, the shchina still dwells among them.